If you subscribe to public safety notifications, you should have gotten an email on Friday letting you know that an emergency shelter was being set up at the Department of Parks, Culture, and Recreation. 40 green cots were laid out in the gym, and city staff and medical professionals were on hand to take care of families that would spend the night there, seeking refuge from a power outage and severe cold. But for kids like Liam Robinson, the whole experience seemed more like a slumber party than a catastrophe.
Guess who's right over here?
Who?
Your best friend.
Oh, I want to be there.
He and his family were volunteers for the Alaska Shield Drill, a disaster simulation that tests the preparedness of communities across the state. This year, participating communities had to respond to an extreme cold weather scenario. To make things even more interesting, the Unalaska Department of Public Safety pretended that they were also responding to a citywide power outage triggered by an 18-wheeler colliding with a major part of Unalaska's electrical infrastructure. Then, they had to deal with an axe-wielding madman on a boat with an engine room fire. No joke. Even at the relatively sedate shelter, responders had to handle some unusual challenges. Ben Bollock is a shelter manager, and he says that the Red Cross representative monitoring them would mix things up by adding complications called injects into the scene.
She could simply hand a card to somebody that says, you're having a heart attack. And they could act like they're having a heart attack, and then what does our EMS do? We just had an inject where there was a fight with some kids, and our police officer had to step in. So it just makes the shelter more interesting and gives us further experience.
When I was at the shelter, I saw a police officer apprehend a drunk and disorderly sports fan. He was wearing blue face paint, had just left the high school basketball game, and was not eager to cooperate with the officer at the door. It all looked very real, except for when the officer cracked a smile while handcuffing the man. At the very least, it was convincing enough for children like Esther Wilcox to think she had witnessed an arrest.
We're practicing the drill, and we just saw someone go to jail.
And not all of the chaos was fake. When I spoke to clinical social worker Wendy Russ, shelter volunteers had responded to almost as many real incidents as staged ones.
You don't know if it's real or if it's part of the scenario, so you have to pretend that it's real because we are getting real stuff too. So you just kind of go at everything as if it's absolutely the realest thing, and then later on they start giggling.
According to the Department of Public Safety, the shield drill turned out to be a success overall. Deputy Chief Mike Holman says that over 100 people got to participate in the awareness exercises, public safety was able to test resources that it previously hadn't used, and the city was able to identify both its weaknesses and its strengths in responding to disasters. The next shield drill is scheduled to take place 2 years from now.